CQ, Alpha Alpha 4, Golf Hotel.
Alpha 4, Golf Hotel, N0TR. Good evening, Gus.
Hey, Thomas, Paul with you. How's everything with you, and is it Bernice, your wife? Over.
Roger. She's sitting over there. I just had a small glass of milk and one of her homemade oatmeal cookies, but she's talking about some homemade ice cream to make a root beer float. That sounds about as far uptown as you can get tonight, Gus.
Boy, it sure does. As a kid, real treat to go to A&W Root Beer and have a root beer float. That was like a special event. Yeah, boy, I still remember that. And when I've gone to A&W since then, I still get one, just for old time's sake. Over.
We had A&W Root Beer in our hometown back up in Kansas, and we always loved those. Well, I'll tell you what, the nearest thing to that is this IBC Root Beer. And it's just incredibly good root beer. I think there's four bottles to a carton. And it's just not real expensive or anything. You know, $3 or $4, I don't remember. But it tastes as near to good old A&W as you can get. And we keep frozen glasses that have that liquid in the outside perimeter of them, you know. And, oh, boy, that's good. That homemade ice cream's already cold, you know. Over.
Yeah, that would be good. Last summer on our trip up to Alaska, we stopped in Whitehorse, Yukon, and it happened to coincide with a regular meeting of the Whitehorse Amateur Radio Club, and I met them at A&W for, I think it was breakfast. It was a great time meeting these guys that I just only talked to, and it was a chance to learn about what they did all at an A&W. Over. I'm impressed by you folks who are proficient with CW. I have enough trouble with voice. But anyway, always great to talk to you, Tom. I'll go back to the side and listen and wait for the net. Thanks, my friend, for calling me in. AA4GH.
Pleasure, Gus. Take care. Look forward to seeing you someday. AA4GH in 0TR 73.
TR, KG4, PFI. Tom, you loose again. I thought they tied you up for work.
No, I'm finally out of the doctor's offices. I'm doing fine. They can give me an antibiotic, and looks like we're on the road again, just like Willie Nelson.
Willie Nelson's so old, he just, one of these days, they ain't gonna have to worry about him. They just pick him up wherever he's at and just stick him up on a pole someplace.
Gonna make a totem pole out of him, I think. He's still performing. That's just amazing. I think it's what's kept him going is those funny cigarettes, Don.
Or Juana.
Yeah, that brings back old memories of, oh, the days of hating Asbury out in San Francisco. My brother took me up there when we was in the service together, and they'd come out to the cars and try to sell you flowers. And they call that flower power. I'll never forget seeing one of them going down the sidewalk there, and he had four of those Russian elk hounds on a multiple leash in front of him. But Don, I better let you go. You take care. The net's coming up here in about 1 minute. So, KG4, PFI, thanks for hollering. This is 0TR 73.
Okay, Tom. Yeah, it's about 1 minute away there. I'm going to get out of the way, too, there. N0TR, KG4, PFI. We're clear of 73s.
CQ, CQ. This is the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net controller tonight is KO4JKV. My name is Duncan, and my location is Asheville, North Carolina. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. in the event of an activated. This repeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border, near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic announcements or bulletins for the net? If so, call KO4JKV. KO4JKV with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We will now begin the roll call. This is the directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call sign, name, location, and... Tonight we are going to start off with the pre-net check-ins, then we'll check with Echo Link before we head to the RF section. So tonight being Monday, ahead of myself, let's do the pre-net check-ins. First, we'd like to welcome W2AMD, that's Andrew in Simpsonville, and then K4XMR, Melvin in Prosperity, and then W4FCM, Fred in Traveler's Rest, and N4IEI, Island Traveler's Rest. Next, we'd like to welcome KD4HEY, James in Piedmont, and KI4LZI, Andy in Table Rock. Welcome KI4LJG, that's Robert in Marietta. Next up, we have KO4ZEW, that's Ben in Simpsonville, and then KG4PFI, Don in Piedmont, along with KG4QLQ, that's Linda in Piedmont. Next, we'd like to welcome KM4BLH, that's Kurt in Greenville, and then N4ASW, that is Tony in Asheville, and then KQ4JSK, that is Kim in Asheville. Continuing on with the pre-net check-ins, we'd like to welcome KA5WLL, that's Mel and Taylor's. And then we'd like to welcome K4OSH, that's Patrick and Malden. And then last for the pre-net check-ins, we'd like to welcome KG4WNP, that's Landon in Greenville. So thanks for using the pre-net check-in. Now let's check with Flake. Echo Link stations and Echo Link stations only. If you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KO4JKV.
KO4JKV, please check in. Kilo, November 4, Romeo, Juliet, November, John, Brown Summit, and I'll hang around.
Alpha, Alpha 4, Golf Hotel, Gus, Southwest Florida, negative and negative.
This is November 4, Echo, Delta, Whiskey, heading Brevard. No traffic, no comments, I'm monitoring.
KO4JKV with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome KN4RJN. That's John in Brown Summit. We have you down for some comments. Next up, we'd like to welcome AA4GH. That's Gus in there, Western Florida. Thanks for checking in tonight with us, Gus. And then we'd like to welcome N4EDW. That is Ed in Brevard. Good to hear you tonight, Ed. Okay, let's start with the RF check-ins. Tonight being Monday, we're going to start with Echo Through Hotel. So if the first letter of the suffix of your call sign begins with the letters E through H, and you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KO4JKV.
JKV. Please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November. KC4EZ and Harry and Kettler. Be negative negative night, Duncan. Thanks.
This is 4 Foxtrot Hotel Juliet. Gene and Taylor's negative and negative. Over.
KO4JKV with the Blue Ridge 2-Me Internet. We'd like to welcome KC4EZN. That is Harry and Candler. Good to hear you again tonight, Harry. Hope you're doing well. And then W4FHJ, that is Gene and Taylors. Thanks for checking in tonight with us, Gene. Any other stations that go through hotel, call KO4JKV.
JKV. Please check in. Kilo, Oscar, 4, Golf, Uniform, November. Say again, Kilo, Oscar, 4, Golf, Uniform, November. Nelson, in Greenville and Rogers Spartanburg, negative and negative.
KO4JKV with the Blue Ridge 2-Me Internet. We'd like to welcome KO4GUN, that is Nelson, in Greenville, on his way to Spartanburg. So be careful out there on the road, Nelson. Sounding good. Okay, let's move on down the alphabet to my home group, India through Lima, I through L. If you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-Me Internet, call KO4JKV.
KO4JKV. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar, and I am James, Bonus Mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. And it'll be where I'll be negative and negative, 73s for each one of you.
You and your family are well. Please check in, Whiskey 4, India, Oscar, Echo, see it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Thanks for calling the net, Duncan. Good evening to you. It's all on the net, and we have no traffic, no comment.
KO4JKV. Thanks for calling the net tonight. Please check in. Kilo 4. Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out if you would, please. Everyone have a good night. 7-3.
Zulu. My name is Joe. I'm portable in Reedville tonight. Negative and negative.
KO4JKV with the Blue Ridge 2-Me Internet. We'd like to welcome KK4JFO. That is James in Tuxedo. Hope you're doing good tonight, James. Then we'd like to welcome W4IOE. That is Sid in Fletcher, North Carolina. And every Sunday night at 8 p.m., Sid runs the net there at Bearwalla Mountain. That frequency is 146.640, and that's a tone of 91.5. That's in Henderson County, North Carolina. So if you think you can make the trip, he'd love to hear from you on Sunday. Next, we'd like to welcome KK4JBQ. That is Larry, and he brings along Donna, KC4MFK. And they're down there in Greer. Sounding good, Larry. Then we'd like to welcome KZ4DZ. And that's Joe, mobile in Greenville County. It was a little light audio, Joe, but I think I got your call sign correct. But be careful mobiling around down there in Greenville. And good to hear from you. Let's see, any other stations? India through Lima. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-Me Internet, call KO4JKV. So we'll move on to Mike through Papa. M into the Blue Ridge 2-Me Internet. Call KO4JKV or net control.
Hello. Please check in. Kilo Kilo Oscar Lorena and my husband Kilo Kilo 4 Delta Mike Whiskey Rick and our daughter Kilo Mike 4 Mike Oscar Quebec Michelle. We're all in Piedmont. I'll be negative and negative.
This is Ken in Greenville, and I'll be negative and negative.
4JKB. Hello, Duncan. This is W4, Norway, Texas, Quebec, Eddie, Simpsonville, and I'll be in all roll call. Over.
4JKZ. Good evening, Duncan. This is Kilo, Quebec 4, November Hotel Bravo, KQ4, NHB. This is Danny in Greenville. Will be negative, negative. Send me 3 stars.
KO4JKV with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome this nice group, starting off with KK4ONO, that is Lorena, and she brings along Rick, KK4DMW, and Michelle, KM4MOQ, and they're all down there in Piedmont. Thanks for checking in tonight with us, Lorena. Hope y'all are doing well. Next, we'd like to welcome K4OIM. That's our friend Walt and Inman. Good to hear you tonight, Walt. Hope you're doing well. And then KQ4NLU. That's Ken in Greenville. Thanks for checking in tonight with us, Ken. Next, we'd like to welcome W4NTQ. That is Eddie in Simpsonville. Good to hear you tonight, Eddie. Thanks for checking in tonight. And then we'd like to welcome KQ4NHB. That's Danny in Greenville. Sounding good tonight, Danny. Hope you're doing well. Any other stations, M through P, call KO4JKV. KO4JKV with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Now let's check with our Echo Link stations. Echo Link stations and Echo Link stations only. If you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KO4JKV.
KO4JKV. Good evening, Duncan. Check in. Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha. KA4PQA, Stephen in Greenwood. Good evening to yourself and the net, Duncan. No traffic and no rag chew.
KO4JKV with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome KA4PQA. That is Stephen in Greenwood. Thanks for checking in tonight with us, Stephen. Hope everything's going good. All right, back to the RF section, and I believe we are at Quebec through Tango, Q through T. If you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KO4JKV.
KO4JKV. Good evening, Duncan. Please check in. Whiskey, Uniform, 2 Tango, WU2T, Rusty. I'm mobile out here in Duncan, headed back to Moore. No traffic, no comments tonight.
KO4JKV. Good evening, Duncan. Please check in N0TR, November 0, Tango Romeo. My name is Tom. I'm located in Greer. Thanks for calling the net, Duncan. Good evening to you and all on the net, and I'll be negative, negative. Hey, Rusty.
Hey, Tom.
4JKV. Just check in Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima, Golf. KO4QLG, this is Chris in Liberty, and I'll be negative and negative. Hello, Tom.
Hello, Chris.
KO4JKV with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. And the first station, I was cutting out my audio cutout. I got Whiskey U2 Tango. Is that, Rusty, is that correct?
Roger, roger. Whiskey United 2 Tokyo, W2T.
Welcome. WU2T, that's Rusty, and he's mobile, and Duncan heading towards Moore, so be careful down there. Thanks for checking in with us. Next, we'd like to welcome N0TR, that is Tom and Greer, sounding good, Tom. And then we'd like to welcome KO4QLG, that is Chris in Liberty. Thanks for checking in tonight with us, Chris. Any other stations, Quebec through Tango, call KO4JKV. KO4JKV with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Now we'll move down to the bottom of the alphabet for Uniform through Zulu. U through Z, if you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KO4JKV.
JKV. Check in Kilo 4, X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. My name's Tommy. I'm located in southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on net.
4JKV. Duncan, please check in Kilo Bravo 8,
Yankee Quebec Alpha. This is Duncan number two. I'm in Easley. I'll be listening in, but I'll be negative and negative. 73 is everyone on the net.
KO4JKV with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome K4XB. That is Tommy in Southern Greenville County. Thanks for checking in tonight with us, Tommy. And the next bird, I'd like to welcome KB8YQA. That is Duncan down there in, I think it's Simpsonville. I spaced out on you. What's your QTH? You cut out on me there a little bit. I'm having to monitor on Echolink. So what was your town again, Duncan?
Yeah, I'm in Easley. That's KB8YQA in Easley. Over.
Yep, thanks for your patience. So we'd like to welcome KB8YQA, Duncan and Easley. Thanks for checking in tonight with us, and you're sounding good. And let's see, we'll do another shout-out for that part of the alphabet. And when you do a call, kind of go a little slow at the beginning because I'm having some bad reception on my radio. I'm transmitting on the radio for the net, but I'm having to monitor via Echolink with a little earbud in my ear, so it's not as easy as it sounds. But let's go to the, let's see, one more call, Uniform Through Zulu, call KO4JKV. KO4JKV with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Well, I think that's it for that group, so that takes us to the top of the alphabet, Alpha through Delta, A through D. If you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KO4JKV.
KO4JKV. Good evening, Duncan. I like your creative solution to the repeater signal not making its way through the mountains. that's being very creative. That's appreciated. Please check in Whiskey 4, Delta Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
4JKV. Everybody on the net, please check in Kilo Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee Quebec, KB2BYQ. Dave and Easley, I'll be negative and negative tonight. 73 to you and everybody on the net.
KO4JKV with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome W4DJW. That's Dave, our net control manager down there in Greer. And yeah, I perfected this technique last year. For some reason, this time of year, I have bad reception. But all up until last week, I've had crystal clear reception. But it's not so bad. But thanks for checking in tonight with us, Dave. Next, we'd like to welcome KB2BYQ. That's Dave and Easley. Sounding good down there. Thanks for checking in tonight with us. Any other stations, Alpha through Delta, if you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KO4JKV. KO4JKV with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Now let's open it up to the big group, Alpha through Zulu. Zulu through Alpha, if you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KO4JKV or net control.
Whiskey 4, Charlie Whiskey Foxtrot, SW4CWF. Name's Colin. I'm located in Mill Spring, North Carolina. I'll be negative and negative.
4JKV with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome W4CWF. That is Colin in Mill Spring. Thanks for checking in tonight with us. Hope you're doing well. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet, call KO4JKV.
KO4JKV. Please check in Kilo Quebec 4, Oscar Alpha Sierra, Robert Piedmont, and I'll be negative and negative.
KO4JKV with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome KQ4OAS. That's Robert in Piedmont. Sounding good tonight, Robert. Thanks for checking in. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet, call KO4JKV or net control. This is KO4JKV, now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the rag chew portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between the rag chews. And tonight, if my records serve correct, we have John from Brown Summit, KN4RJN. What say you, John? Call KO4JKV.
KO4JKV, this is KN4RJN. Let me I'm having a little issue with Echo Link myself this evening, so I'm going to make this relatively quick here. As far as solar activity, there's a couple of solar flares that were semi-sort of pointed in our direction, which is going to mess up with radio reception just a little bit. We've got about a 25% chance of a mild to moderate radio blackout over the next 3 days. That should calm down after the 13th. And again, that only affects the daylight portion of the Earth. So if you have some problems over the next 3 days during the day with your radio reception, look at the big yellow ball in the sky and blame him. We do have a meteor shower here in March coming up on the 14th, which I believe is Thursday. It's a fairly small one. It's only got a zenith hourly rate of about 6 meteors per hour. It's called the Gamma NORADs, and they're bright, and they're of relative medium speed. So if you go out a couple hours before dawn, look to the southeast and the southwest, there's a good chance you might catch one or two. Other than that, we've got a better one coming up in April, and I'll talk more about that when we get there. As far as what's in the sky right now, Jupiter is up, but going down fast. Orion is up. If you look to the south and the southwest, this evening I saw the what's called the Earth glow off of the crescent moon. If you go out, then you'll be able to see it again for the next day or so. Go out at sunset and look to the west for the crescent moon, and you can see the partially illuminated dark side. And what that is sunlight bouncing off the Earth back to the moon and partially illuminating it. So it's called Earth glow. Or Earth shine, and it's kind of a neat thing to see. I got a couple pictures of it. And other than that, there's not a whole lot going on. What's happening in your world there, Duncan? Get back over here and hit the button.
4RJN, this is KO4JKV with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Well, that sounds good. Things new in my world, it's a lot of radio-related stuff. There was the Idaho CUSO party, so I got to make some pretty long-distance contacts. And then yesterday, I decided to break out my QRP rig. And so the past 2 days, I've just been using a small QRP rig for CW and seeing how far I can get, because 10 meters has been really good. So that's about it. Looking forward to summer activities, some parks on the air, and some ham fests, and things like that. And I did write down the Earth glow. That's something easy that me or anybody can check out. When the moon is on the horizon, you can see the fill light, the Earth shine to that dark side of the moon. And in the photography world, I believe they call that the fill lighting. So that'll be neat. I'll check that out for sure. But that's about it. And, yeah, I understand if you got some Echo Link problems, but keep us posted. I do know there's an eclipse coming up, and that's kind of been the talk of the town. But, yeah, if there's anything else, let me know. Back to you, KN4RJN, KO4JKV.
This is KN4RJN. Yep, the eclipse is coming up. Be April 8th. The timing depends upon where you're at in the country. It's going to be starting out in the southwest, coming up through New Mexico, through the middle of the country, and heading towards the northeast and up through Canada. Here in North Carolina, you're not going to see the total eclipse, but we will see a little bit of the partial. I'm actually traveling up to my home state of Indiana to watch the whole thing and dragging my big telescope up there to watch that. The family's all coming in, so we'll be parked at the North Vernon Airport. If anybody wants to swing by, that's in that general vicinity. And it should be an interesting and an entertaining thing to watch. But yeah, April 8th, you can check out, if you go to my QRZ page and look at Solar Eclipse, I think that's what I named the link, probably. There's an interactive map. You can see exactly where the path is and where the path of totality. You can see how much of the eclipse you'll see at your location. So check that out. You can move that map around and zoom in on your house if you want to, and see what's going on there. So that's all I've got, Duncan. So this is Ken 4JN, and I am clear.
With the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Well, as always, great info, and that I got that April 8th date down there. And, yeah, I saw that link you were referring to on your QRZ page, and so that link works. It's all good. Yeah, maybe after the eclipse, maybe you post a picture of you and your telescope, or maybe at least it's a telescope if you don't want to get your picture in it. I'm dying to know what you're working with. But until next time, I guess April will be the next time I run the net. Have fun and be safe. Until a break with KN4RJN. This is KO4JKV with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We are looking for check-ins. Check-ins. Call KO4JKV. KO4JKV with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Have I missed anybody for comments? KO4JKV with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Let's see. Tomorrow night, NY4G, Ariel, will be running the net. I'm sure he would appreciate your patronage tomorrow, so check in. And, yep, it's good to hear everybody again. I will be back in April. And we do hold this net nightly at 9 p.m., so anyone licensed on the frequency to check in, we urge you to come in and check in with us, so, and be a regular. But stand by for my net report. 4JKV, now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. With our thanks for checking in, we will now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73s and good night.